Time now to check in again with A.J. Jacobs in New York. He's our man reading the entire Encyclopedia Britannica, hoping to become the world's smartest person. Mr. Jacobs is around the midway point in the alphabet, which means he's gone through the letter I. So, Mr. Jacobs, anything interesting under Iraq?
Of course, there's a lot under Iraq in a lot of history.
Did you learn anything new about Saddam Hussein?
Well, this I didn't know. Maybe I should have. Maybe everyone else does. But that he was trained as a lawyer, as was Milosevic, Robespierre, and Lenin. So more bad PR for the legal profession.
Well, so was Gandhi, let me point out.
Good point.
Let me ask you about what you might have learned in L. I'm tipped to the fact that you learned that knowing Latin can save your life.
That's true. That's true. It was a very odd law called Benefit of Clergy. And if you could read Latin, then you could escape from execution. But that's how Ben Jonson, the playwright, saved his life. Also under L, I learned about Louis XIV of France. Mm-hmm. He was offered by an Italian chemist the first, one of the first biological weapons, bacteria. And Louis paid the man a pension, an annual salary, to keep that secret. He didn't want to use it, and he didn't want anyone else to use it.
Which means the British.
Right.
I think at that particular time, they were more or less everyone else he could reach. And while we're on the subject of our British allies, I gather you discovered in your reading some what I guess we'd have to call Britishisms here in our common language.
Right, right. Indian summer in England is called Old Wives Summer. And slot machines are fruit machines. And you don't call a surgeon doctor. In Britain, he's mister. You know, the doctor is reserved for physicians. So now we can finally communicate with Tony Blair and his people.
And you've read about the Lacoste shirts.
Yes, the Lacoste shirts, I was interested to learn, are not, it is not an alligator. It is a crocodile, because the founder was René Lacoste, who was a French tennis player, and his nickname was Le Crocodile, because apparently he had very fancy crocodile luggage.
Oh, so he was called Le Crocodile, the same way that, let's say, Greg Norman these days is called the Shark.
Exactly.
And he has shark sportswear.
Right.
Which I don't believe has caught on nearly as well, but...
No. And no one mistakes it for a dolphin or anything like that.
No. Mr. Jacobs, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Speaking from New York, Esquire magazine editor A.J. Jacobs, who's writing a book about his venture to become the world's smartest person by reading the entire Encyclopedia Britannica.